We're in Ecclesiastes this morning, chapter 1, as we continue our journey through the English phrases with their origins in the King James Bible. We've been at it for 4 weeks. We've already looked at 200. I'm starting to rethink my original estimate. There may be about 500 now. But remember, we've had this for 400 years. So it's had a huge influence on the English language. Even among, as we are finding, even among the world, the unsaved. They use phrases all the time without realizing it, that they originated here in God's Word. So we finished Proverbs last week. We've done 200. Today we start in Ecclesiastes. So why don't we just pray and we'll get started. Lord, we love you and we are grateful that you love us and that you died and rose again for us and gave us salvation. We thank you for your preserving your word and giving us a copy of it, Lord, and how privileged we are to have it. And Lord, as we do this study again, may it just help us to be that much more armed and ready to, Lord, to remind the world that you are real, that your word is real, and that they need you. And give us those opportunities to share the gospel with the lost. So we pray you'd bless our time in your word, use it in our hearts. We thank you for this time and give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so chapter 1, verse 2, Mr. Scott, and Howard, chapter 1, verse 9, and Philip, chapter 3, verse 1, and Roy, chapter 8, verse 15, and Mark, chapter 9, 11. Is Maggie not in here? Anybody else in this section willing to read? Wave your arms. I can't see that great today. Okay, Brad, 10, 1. Anybody else over here willing to read? James, 10, 20. Any others? All right, we'll stop there. So, Chapter 1, verse 2, English phrases with their origins in the King James Bible. Brother Scott.
Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
And that is the phrase, vanity of vanities, from God's Word. Howard, chapter 1, verse 9.
The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done.
No new thing under the sun. Well, we've all heard that one, haven't we? Especially from our parents. All right, chapter 3, verse 1. Philip. So to everything there is a season. That's a very common phrase. And then the whole of chapter 3. The phrase isn't there, but that the saying there's a time and a place for everything comes from chapter 3 because it elaborates on this original statement about everything there is a season. So that phrase, a time and a place for everything, comes from the chapter where Solomon breaks it all down. All right, and chapter 8, verse 15. Eat, drink, and be merry. Came from the Bible. And then chapter 9, verse 11.
Are a chain is so under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to be born.
So the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Another very common phrase. Chapter 10, verse 1.
It lies towards the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor, so that a little folly comes that is a reputation for wisdom of the mind.
Fly in the ointment. We've all heard that one. Came from Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. Dead flies cause the ointment to stink, essentially. And then, did I give out 10:20 yet? I did.
Curse not the king, no knives in my thoughts. Curse
A little birdie told me. Anybody ever heard that one? Well, it came from this verse. Be careful what you say, because a bird of the air shall carry the voice. In other words, God knows everything we say. But a little birdie told me. All right, chapter 11, verse 1. Brother Scott, we'll start over again. And then chapter 12, verse 6, Howard. And chapter 12, verse 12, Philip. And 12, 13, Roy. So, and then we'll finish Ecclesiastes. So, chapter 11, verse 1.
Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days.
So, cast thy bread upon the waters, a very common phrase. And then 12, 6.
Well, even the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern.
So the broken golden bowl or the golden bowl is broken is another common saying. And then 12:12 actually has two.
Further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end. Much study is a weariness of the flesh.
So both of those are common phrases. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Both very common phrases. And then 12:13. So the whole duty of man is another common phrase. So just like that, 13 in Ecclesiastes. All right, let's go to Song of Solomon then. Chapter 2, verse 1. Mark, if you could read that, it's got two of them.
I am the rose of Aaron.
So the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley, two common phrases. And then 2:15, Brad.
Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the wines, that are wines that tender grapes.
So the little foxes. And then chapter 4, verse 12, Brother Scott, if you could read that for us. So a garden enclosed used to be a phrase used for a virtuous or a pure wife. And that's what the point that Solomon is trying to get across in this verse. And then chapter 7, verse 4, Howard, and chapter 8, verse 6, Philip.
My neck is as the tower of ivory, my eyes like the fish ponds and his bones. By the gate of Beth-Rabbin, thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus.
So ivory towers, or a tower of ivory, comes from this verse. And then chapter 8, verse 6.
Sitting as a seal upon my heart, as a seal upon my arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as the grave, because thereof are coals of fire, which hath the most vehement.
So love is strong as death. A very common phrase. Any thoughts or questions up through the poetic books? Otherwise, we dive into the prophets. Did we miss one? Did it bring one to mind, Brother Mark?
Yeah, I mean, in that book, the last verse that you read, there's coals of fire.
I think we looked at that one already. Put coals of fire on his head in Proverbs. Yeah. Yeah, we looked at the end of Proverbs. Thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Yep. But that's definitely from Scripture. Any others? All right, we'll move on to, I never know whether to say Isaiah or Isaiah. I bounce back and forth. 118. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Very common phrase, as white as snow. God here talking about us being made white as snow when we're forgiven of our sins. Hallelujah. All right, chapter 2, verse 4. I don't know who read last. You read last, Roy? It's your turn. Okay, 2:4.
Okay.
probably more than any other book in the Old Testament, Isaiah prophesies of the coming kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the prophecies here is that they will beat their swords into plowshares. In other words, we won't need weapons anymore during Jesus' kingdom. Amen? Because there will be no war, because we have a perfect ruler, perfect justice. But that phrase, swords into plowshares, has become a very common phrase, implying world peace, which we will not have until the Prince of Peace comes. Amen? All right, chapter 3, verse 15, Brother Mark, and chapter 5, verse 18, Brad. So 3:15. So grind the faces of the poor, very common phrase. And then 5:18, Brad.
Woe unto thee, miserable iniquity, cords of vanity, and sin in the land of the cowards.
So cords of vanity. In other words, cords that aren't going to accomplish anything. Cords of vanity. And then 6:5, Brother Scott. You could read that one. And Howard 7:15. 9:6, Philip. 11:12, Roy. 22:13, Mark. 36:6, Brad. So, chapter 6, verse 5.
Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
So just the phrase, woe is me, has become a very common phrase. And then Howard, 7:15.
Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good.
So eating butter and honey, common phrase. And then Philip, 9:6, we all know this verse, hopefully.
And to us the child is born, and to us the son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God,
and most of these phrases are familiar to Christians, but the world uses the phrase Prince of Peace because they know that is one of the titles of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, it will probably be the title of the Antichrist during the tribulation period. And then chapter 11, verse 12. So the four corners of the earth, a very common phrase, talking about basically everywhere. And then 22:13, Brother Mark.
And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen, and killing sheep, eating fish and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die.
Tomorrow we shall die. It was used a lot during wartime. But it's a very common phrase. It comes from the scriptures. 36:6.
Lord, thou trustest in the staff of the broken reed of Egypt, whereon a man named will go into the tent and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all that trust in him.
So a broken reed, talking about something that's useless and can't help you in the end. And then chapter 40, verse 6, Brother Scott. And 40, verse 12, Howard. And 40, verse 15, Philip. So 40, verse 6.
The voice gave a cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field.
So the flower of the field comes from the King James. Brother Howard, 40, verse 12.
Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand?
The hollow of his hand. Oh, sorry. That's far enough. I only printed that bit. I thought that was the whole verse. Sorry. Anyway, the hollow of his hand. Very common phrase. And then 40:15, Philip.
Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and accounted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as a very little thing.
So it says a drop of a bucket, but most of us know the phrase a drop in a bucket. Talking about our insignificance in comparison to the universe. We're just a drop in the bucket. Comes from the Bible. 45:17. Roy, you got back just in time to read that for us. World without end. Very common phrase. And then Mark 50, verse 4.
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the wind, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the wind.
So a word in season. Very common phrase. And then 50 verse 7, Brad.
For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed.
So set my face, or set his face like a flint. And then 52 verse 8. Brother Scott, if you could read that for us. 53:3, Howard. 53:7, Philip. So 52, verse 8.
Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. The voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion.
So see eye to eye. We use that all the time, don't we? Howard, what did I give you? 53:3.
He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with fears, and he hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
So a man of sorrows, talking, of course, about the Lord Jesus Christ and his suffering for us. And then 53:7, also talking about Christ.
He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. He opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers.
So as a lamb to the slaughter comes from the Bible. All right, 57:21, Roy, and 60 verse 1, Mark, and 65:5, Brad. 57:21. No peace to the wicked. That actually fits in well with my sermon today. No peace to the wicked. 60 verse 1.
Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
So you didn't know that the phrase arise and shine came from the Bible, did you? But it did. Arise and shine. Most people have used that in their lives. And then 65:5.
Which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou.
Holier than thou. Very common phrase, isn't it? Implying self-righteousness, of course. All right, and then the last one in Isaiah is in chapter 65, verse 25. It says, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. Just the phrase, the lion and the lamb, has become a common phrase. Now, we know what it's talking about. It's talking about what it'll be like during the kingdom. When animals, there won't be any dangerous animals anymore. And it looks like they'll all be vegetarians. But the lion and the lamb. So thoughts, questions, that's through Isaiah. Heaps and heaps. So there's going to be almost 300 just in the Old Testament. It's amazing, isn't it? It really isn't, though. Because it's God's word. Anybody? Did something come to mind? All right, let's go to Jeremiah then. Chapter 2, verse 12, Brother Scott. Chapter 3, verse 6, Howard. 4:28, Philip. 8:22, Roy. And 13:23, Mark. And 23:18, Brad. About that. All right, so chapter 2, 12.
Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, be ye very desolate, saith the Lord.
So be horribly afraid comes from the Bible. And then 3:6, Howard.
The Lord said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree,
So just the phrase backsliding doesn't just refer to Christians sliding back. It's become a common phrase. And then Philip 4:28. So the heavens above, very common phrase, the heavens above, comes from the Bible. And then 8:22, Roy.
There no bond in Gilead, there no decision there. Why then is Counselor Help the daughter of Ammon to be recovered?
So is there no balm in Gilead? And then 13:23 actually has two, Brother Mark.
Can the Ethiopian bring this good? For the leopard has fought. It may he do good. There are customs to do evil.
So can someone change his skin, or can a leopard change his spots? Both of those phrases implying that we are the way God made us, but the world uses these as well, don't they? A leopard doesn't change his spots, can't change your skin. And then 23:18, Brad. Every child heard this from their mother. Mark my word. You're on thin ice. All right, so mark my word is derived from that verse, Jeremiah 23:18. All right, 31:29, Brother Scott. And 38:6, Howard. And 49:36, Philip. And that'll finish Jeremiah. So 31:29. Teeth are set on edge. And then 38:6, Howard.
He took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Melchini and the son of Himon.
You can skip the names, brother.
It was in the cold of the cooking, and they let down Jeremiah into the cords, and in the dungeon there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire.
In the mire. Very common phrase, in the mire. And then 49:36. So scatter to the four winds. That comes from the Bible. All right, so now let's go to Ezekiel 1:16, Roy, and 4:2, Mark. And 4:10, Brad. So Ezekiel 1:16.
The appearance of the wheels in their work is like unto the border of a bear, and they four had one left. And their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
So a wheel within a wheel, or wheels within wheels, comes from Ezekiel. Now, we don't understand all this, do we, until we get to heaven, what he's talking about, these strange creatures in the beginning of Ezekiel. But the phrase wheels within wheels comes from this verse. And then chapter 4, verse 2, Mark.
And when it against it, the Lord pulled against it, and cast them out against it, set the camp also against it, and set battering rams against it around the
house. So battering rams. Very common phrase. And then 4:10, Brad. So from time to time. All right, 16:44, Brother Scott, Ezekiel. Ezekiel 18:2, Howard, and Ezekiel 21:21, Philip, and 34:26, Roy. So 16:44.
Behold, everyone that uses proverb shall use this proverb against it, saying, as is the mother, so is the daughter.
So like mother, like daughter. And then 18:2.
What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of
Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge.
So, eaten sour grapes. And then Philip 21:21. So parting of the way. And then you'll recognize this one, Roy, 34:26. Showers of blessing. Now we know where that phrase came from. Ezekiel, of all places. All right, we don't need to turn there, but in Ezekiel 37, there's a whole parable, if you will, about a valley of dry bones, and how God brings them back to life, gives them tendons and flesh and then skin. And it's a parable, if you will, that God's one day going to restore Israel to their former glory when they get their kingdom. So just the phrase dry bones comes from that whole parable in Ezekiel 37. The phrase dry bones. All right, we'll try to do Daniel. I just want to finish on time for choir practice. So Daniel 2:33, Brother Scott. Actually, you don't need to turn there. We all know what happens in Daniel. We have the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw and the feet of the image. The phrase feet of clay comes from that image in Daniel 2:33. So instead, Brother Scott, I'll give you 3:6 of Daniel, and Howard 5:5, and Philip 5:6, and Roy 5:27. So let's go with that.
And whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth it shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
So just that phrase, the burning fiery furnace, comes from the Bible, of course, Brother Howard. 5:5.
In the same hour came four fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the glasswork of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote.
We've all heard that phrase, writing on the wall. Comes from Daniel, where Belshazzar received his punishment. And then further on, the next verse, 5:6, Philip. So knees knocking together comes from Belshazzar. He was so scared about the writing on the wall that his knees were knocking together. All right, 5:27. So both of those phrases, which is part of the pronouncement of punishment upon Belshazzar, weighed in the balance and found wanting, are both common phrases. Now, chapter 6, we don't need to look at the whole chapter, but it's just the phrase Daniel in the lion's den has become a common phrase. And that comes, of course, from Daniel chapter 6, where Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. And then chapter 7, verse 12, Mark. So just the phrase, for a season. So that was like another 60. And we'll finish the Old Testament and dive into the Gospels next week. Thoughts, questions, things that came.